I do not want to chill. I want to be ludicrous.
I'm so glad we don't own a Tesla. Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Hey, Dusty.
Hey, Shannon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. It was really sweet. We got to just hang out, see some friends, play some board games, like, perfect weekend for the two of us.
Yeah, it was delightful. We heard someone use the phrase this weekend, TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. And as people without children, we're just always like, oh, we have to go back to work. But apparently parents are just like, yay, I get to go back to work.
Yep. So, and some people have said that we've made Monday exciting for them because they get to listen to the podcast on Monday.
Speaking of those people, Shannon, we got two new reviews on Apple Podcasts from Goldilocks SF and Callie LJ.
Thank you so much. And we have to thank someone else. Moonbeam gave us a 5-star review on Stitcher. So thank you so much.
Very kind, everyone. We really appreciate it. Moonbeam requested that we did more shows, and we just don't have the time to do that, unfortunately. But we really are pleased as punch that you guys enjoy the podcast so much. Keep those 5-star reviews coming. It means so much to us.
You can also email us and tweet us. I'm at Shannon Ray Green on Twitter.
And I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And you can send us an email at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com. Tesla's for the robo-taxi fleet. With every update, owners feel like they got a new car. This was written by my colleague Dalvin Brown. He writes, imagine if your car could get new features or even become faster or get to a location faster on a fill-up just while sitting parked outside. To the delight of Tesla owners everywhere, the electric car company continually offers over-the-air software updates to the cars they already have, making it feel as if they are walking out to a brand new vehicle instead of having to wait a year or so for a new, improved model. And now CEO Elon Musk is talking about creating a fleet of Uber-like robo-taxis with just such an upgrade.
Do the updates also fix all the scratches and dents I've put into my car? What about that coffee stain on the seats? If not, then I think it wouldn't feel like a new car every time.
I think you're too concerned with the aesthetics here.
I mean, the aesthetics are what you see, so.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to send robots out to do physical work, I think.
I think the moral of the story here is that I don't take good enough care of my car for me to have a real nice one. I think that's what is really happening.
Yeah, I think we knew that already. Yeah. In March, with the introduction of the base $35,000 Model 3, a Tesla update made all existing Model 3s faster, practically overnight. And then in April, the company began rolling out its latest version of Navigate on autopilot, which steers and navigates the car and negotiates traffic along a given path. This update gives drivers the option to allow their car to make lane changes on its own without their having to confirm the suggestion. Prior to the update, drivers had to tap gear shift stock to accept the lane change suggestion before the car would shift lanes. Once the feature is toggled, whenever on the highway with a location plugged into the navigation bar, drivers can receive both visual and audio prompts that the car is about to switch lanes by itself. Drivers of cars built after August 2017 have the option of being notified through steering wheel vibrations. If you don't want to switch lanes, you can cancel the move by pressing the notification pop-up on the touchscreen or using the turn signal. No, this isn't a chance for you to take a nap while your car takes you to your destination. The autopiloting feature works only if your hands are on the wheel.
I can nap with my hands on the wheel, Shannon.
The new settings are available to customers who have purchased full self-driving capability, which was previously called Enhanced Autopilot, installed via an over-the-air software update. Navigate on Autopilot joins a long list of useful driving modes that have been released over the years as the electric automaker heads towards fully autonomous driving, which CEO Elon Musk promised by the end of this year at an investor event last Monday. So here's some handy driving modes and software updates. Summon. Tesla began rolling out an autopilot feature called Enhanced Summon in 2019 to members of its early access program. It enables a Tesla vehicle to drive itself to the owner, say, in parking lots as long as the owner holds a finger on the button on their smartphone screen via the Tesla app.
That is very cool.
Yeah. That's like what you've been talking about forever.
Not exactly, because you'd still have to go find the parking spot. But then it would just come to you. So that would be really good for you, who is someone who doesn't always remember where they parked. That would be really good. But so I would like cars to get to the point where it could just drop me off at my destination and then it goes finds its own parking spot so that I don't have to waste 20-30 minutes in DC circling around every block looking for one little space.
Completely. Currently, Summon allows you to navigate the car forward and backwards slightly and slowly while touching the app screen from nearby.
Like a gigantic RC car?
Yeah. Your precious Tesla RC car.
Pretty exciting.
RC is remote control, everybody. Stoplight warning. This software update gives drivers a visual and audible warning signal when they are about to blow through a red light. This feature won't apply the car's brakes. Tesla's goal is to put a dent in the number of fatal traffic accidents that occur each year. Remote heating. In December, Tesla released a new mobile app update that lets owners remotely activate their heated seat and steering wheel, as well as schedule a service appointment. Track mode. In November 2018, Tesla rolled out the update that lets drivers take better control of their vehicles. The update included optimized cooling, more powerful braking, and the ability to drift Model 3 performance cars. Ludicrous acceleration mode. This is the feature that enables a Model S sedan to go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in under 3 seconds, which is faster than some Ferraris and Lamborghinis.
That is ludicrous.
Cold weather. Some Model 3 owners complained in 2018 that cold weather made the door handles hard to pop out. Doors on the Model 3 are frameless, so windows have to move slightly in order for the door to open. To correct this, Tesla pushed a software update in November. Navigate on Autopilot. This feature guides a car from a highway's on-ramp to off-ramp. It's designed to make finding and following the most efficient path to your destination even easier on the highway. However, self-driving technology came under scrutiny in early 2018 after an Uber car in self-driving mode struck and killed a woman crossing a street in Tempe, Arizona. Obstacle-aware acceleration. This update automatically limits your car's acceleration if an obstacle is detected in front of your vehicle while driving at low speeds. Valet mode. This mode restricts access to your vehicle when handing it over to valet, hiding all personal data from your touchscreen, limiting maximum speed and performance your Tesla can achieve, and locking your front trunk and glove compartment to safely conceal valuables. Software version 9.0. This software update made Model S, Model X, and Model 3 smarter. Tesla introduced a refined and simplified user interface along with entirely new features for the trio. Dashcam. This feature lets you record and store on a USB drive the video footage captured by your car's side cameras in addition to the narrow forward camera. Sentry mode. This security feature began rolling out in 2019 and adds a unique layer of protection to Tesla vehicles by continuously monitoring the environment around a car when it's left unattended. You can set Sentry mode before you leave the car or remotely from the app, and the car starts to record when someone or something gets too close. In Tesla fan groups, owners love to share videos of close calls, lurking admirers, and scared off creepers. If the car shifts from the neutral standby state to its alarm state, the car alarm is activated, the center display gets bright, and music plays at maximum volume from the car's audio system. Owners get an alert and can download video of the incident if they have a USB drive set up. Chill mode. Moving away from the ever-increasing acceleration boost, Tesla introduced Chill in 2017. It makes acceleration more gradual. According to Tesla, it says it's, quote, ideal for smoother driving and a gentler ride for your passengers, unquote.
I do not want to chill. I want to be ludicrous.
I'm so glad we don't own a Tesla. dog mode. No need for a well-meaning or harshly worded note on the hood, Good Samaritans, or to bust open the windows and dial 911. This feature, launched in 2019, is a fan favorite designed to keep the car cabin at a comfortable temperature. It also displays the in-car temperature, an animated pooch, and a message on the touchscreen so passersby will know a pet left inside is safe and sound. Lane departure avoidance and emergency lane departure avoidance. Tesla owners already have a lane departure warning mode that causes the steering wheel to vibrate if they drift out of their lane without a turn signal on. These two modes, launched on May 2nd, which work when autopilot is not engaged, build on that. The new lane departure avoidance mode, when active, will keep the car in the lane and check to see if a driver's hands are on the wheel. If alerts do not get the driver to retake the wheel on the car will slow down and turn the hazards on. Emergency lane departure avoidance, which is automatically enabled but can be turned off for a single drive, steers the car back into the driving lane if there may be a collision or the car is near the edge of the road. And then there's cheeky software updates and Easter eggs. Tesla tosses in a hidden gem or two, and they often refer to them as Easter eggs. These updates are sometimes discovered randomly by Tesla drivers. Other times, the company's CEO, Elon Musk, drops not-so-subtle hints on Twitter of what's to come. Elaine Borseth, who drives a Tesla Model S, said, quote, "You have to love Tesla's sense of humor. They've added Santa mode around the holidays that turns your car into Santa's sleigh on the navigation. Oh, and there's the farting mode. They have all kinds of fun things that just make you smile," unquote.
I don't think I would want my car to be playing April Fool's jokes on me. So take it easy, Tesla.
Borseth, who's the vice president of the Electric Vehicle Association of San Diego, said that the over-the-air updates are the most exciting part of being a Tesla owner. She said, quote, "It's just great to be able to have a car that's 4 years old, as mine is now, and have all the features of a new car. You get a notification, you go out to your car, and you have new features," unquote. So some of the funnier settings are Back to the Future. In February 2019, the company's mobile app got an update that allowed users to see a load of cheeky references to the famed film franchise. For example, the vehicle displayed on the app will turn into a Model X with its Falcon wing doors opened, referencing Doc Brown's DeLorean. There's romance mode. Video of a fire crackling in a fireplace starts to play on the car's center screen along with sensual music. This mode also turns on the car seat heaters. For obvious safety reasons, it works only when the car is in park. Tesla Tari, released in October 8, 2018, this update included an emulator of classic 1980s games that are controlled either through the steering wheel or through the vehicle's center touchscreens. And no, Centipede hasn't gotten any easier over time. Fart mode. That's a favorite among many younger Tesla passengers. This one's also known as emissions testing mode. This feature includes a drop-down menu of, well, human emission sound options in all Tesla cars. You can also position the sound to come from any of the four corners of the cabin. So far, it's an odor-free and addictive experience. And Santa mode is the update that gave Model S and Model X vehicle owners a reindeer icon with Tesla's Easter egg menu around the holidays in 2017. Pressing the reindeer icon summoned jolly old Saint Nick. Your turn signal sound becomes jingling bells. As Musk tweeted, this feature can also be triggered by just saying ho, ho, ho. And then the last one on this list is Holiday Show. In December 2016, Model X owners received the Holiday Show update, which delivered a synchronized light show with Falcon wing doors. The update also added an overlay to the navigation that will make it look like you're driving on the surface of Mars. So here's a fun fact. The idea of Easter eggs started off with video games in the 1970s with the Atari 2600 in the game Adventure. It was a way for game designers to add a special fun touch that rewarded players for playing the game for leisure and not just to win. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is an avid video gamer.
Everybody knows that, Shannon.
I think it's a fun fact. I didn't know it went back to the 70s.
I don't know if I'd want a car where I gotta learn like a new user interface every time I get into it, you know? I don't have the patience. I upgrade my phone only like every 3 or 4 years. I can't be expected to learn new things all the time.
This is so you. Like, most people would be like, wow, that's incredible. Tesla, like, that's just fantastic to have these new cool features. And you're just like, I've got to learn stuff.
I know I got to work fine today, but I hope when I get back into my car, it's not completely different.
life is so hard. I own this fabulous car that updates on its own and can help me change lanes and make it safe for my pets and do funny little Easter egg things, but ugh, I don't like it. I have to learn stuff.
Jeopardy champion James Holzhauer snares his 22nd win, but he will take the next 2 weeks off.
Everybody needs a vacation, Shannon.
This was written by my colleague Bill Kebany. He got his 22nd win on last Friday's edition of the quiz show, but fans will have to wait 2 more weeks to see if his streak continues. Holzhauer is a 34-year-old professional sports gambler from Las Vegas, and he won $82,381 on last Friday's show for a total of $1,691,008.
I want $1 million, Shannon. Do you know that I think I would be terrible at Jeopardy, though? Sometimes when I watch and I play along, I know the answer to none of those questions.
I know some.
I bet you if they ask the question, where did the term Easter egg come from in technology, I would know that one, but that was it. That would be it.
Well, that's where you have me beat, darling. Holzhauer holds on to a solid second-place title for the most consecutive wins, although reigning champ Ken Jennings has won 74 times for a $2.5 million haul. Champions were limited to 5 appearances until 2003. Today, the annual Jeopardy! Teachers Tournament will sideline Holzhauer for 2 weeks. He will return on May 20th to compete for his 23rd victory and for more cash. Holzhauer recently explained his strategy in a Q&A with the New York Times. Unlike most players, he picks the highest value clues first. He explained it, likening his approach to a poker strategy, saying, quote, "You can see as soon as I get control of the board in the first game, I'm going for the $1,000 clues whenever I have the opportunity. There are big advantages to having a lot of chips early on in a poker tournament. You can make plays that other people can't," unquote.
Like if you come across that old daily double or something, you got more to bet.
Yep.
Fascinating. I see my strategy would have just been know a lot of trivia.
Eddie Tomanis, a 5-time Jeopardy winner who compiles the college coaches polls for USA Today Sports, describes Holzhauer as a game changer. Tomanis notes Holzhauer's mastery of the signaling buzzer, but says he really stands out in his aggressive bidding. Tomanis said, quote, "While many players, myself included, prefer to play categories from top to bottom and try to stick to them, Holzhauer clears the big dollar clues first. Thanks to his ability to ring in first consistently and rarely miss, he usually has a considerable total built up by the time he uncovers a daily double. He finds most of them since he's able to maintain control of the board for long stretches, and as we've seen, he's not afraid to bet big." Unquote. So his overall assessment of Holzhauer the player is this: speed, instinct, confidence, and knowledge. Pretty sick, wouldn't you say?
Do you know what I might be even worse at than trivia?
What?
Answering in the form of a question.
Why can't you just figure it out?
I just think I would forget every single time.
Every single time.
Every single time. I just get excited, be like, oh, I know the question to that answer.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's so interesting. It's interesting, too, that I wonder why the change in 2003 happened.
Is 2003 also the year that Alex Trebek shaved off his mustache? Maybe just that's when Jeopardy decided to go off the rails.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go. The FCC warns consumers about One Ring robocalls.
Those robocalls, they're out of control, Shannon.
Yeah, the FCC is encouraging folks to not dial the robocallers back. They're saying do not call them back because, especially if it's coming in internationally.
I would never.
4 changes you'll see at CVS pharmacy stores.
I'll tell you one change you won't see, which is me going into them.
I think that's what they were hoping for, Dusty, though, with these
they
changes.
They hoped wrong.
Cat lover leads epic cat parade.
It's easy to lead a cat parade. You just got to tie a bunch of tuna fish to your body. Walk down the street.
Ew. Why couldn't it just be like catnip? I feel like tuna fish is grosser.
They could smell the tuna from further away, I think.
Okay. How to survive the 3-hour Avengers Endgame.
We saw it.
Yeah.
We liked
it. No spoilers.
It. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
But we loved it. We liked it a lot. We thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
It's definitely too long, but it doesn't necessarily feel too long. I don't feel like I thought it was dragging. It was exciting through the whole thing.
I agree.
You did have to take a bathroom break, right? Or a water break.
Yeah, I did both of those things.
But I made it through the whole thing. No problem.
It's like you're a superhero.
I would recommend just go to the bathroom before.
Yeah. Werner Herzog praises new Star Wars series, Mandalorian.
High praise.
A report says that Facebook will launch its own cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin.
Oh. Nobody needs that.
Online Church says that VR and apps have transformed its ministry.
I could see that when you take out the need for putting on pants, you get people people excited about all kinds of stuff.
That's why you bought a VR and why you have apps on your phone, because you don't need to put on pants.
I can attend events without leaving my home.
Fiat Chrysler is partnering with Google and Samsung.
Watch out, Tesla.
The best whiskeys to sip this spring.
All.
Disney Cruises have a new captain, Minnie Mouse.
I was hoping you were going to say me.
How to avoid a hotel cancellation penalty.
Don't cancel.
Disneyland Star Wars reservations gone in 2 hours.
I didn't even have the opportunity to not do it, which is what I would have done. Next week, on I Tell My Husband the News. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.